Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a good recording, man.
Yeah, brother, like, solid. Right on.
Brother, 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 there's far too many of you die.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Connor. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Earl.
You know, as I came in the studio this morning, I noticed that somebody had was trying to send a message, I guess, to the radio station. I don't know. Because they've trashed the radio station this morning. Broken three, you know, almost two foot high glass pane windows, shattered glass all over the place, turned things inside out and upside down. And clearly somebody, some deranged person is sending, trying to send a message to our radio station. And that maybe we're not welcome. That's only one person. And in life, unfortunately, all it takes is one deranged person. The good thing is they got the guy. And, you know, I just know that we live in a time and at a time where there are people who may not like things that are being said. But, you know, we supposedly live in a democracy where people have a right to free speech. And I know on this show and the other shows on these on this station, our phone lines are always open for people who may be in disagreement. And if there's things that are being said that you may disagree with, by all means, I always say 844-967-2789 is the number. You know, I've been more than welcome since I've been in Waukesha in this studio. Haven't had any threats or any of those kinds of things. But I don't think it's accidental that somebody picks out this radio station. You know, there are other businesses here, and their windows weren't smashed and the place trashed. So clearly some deranged person was attempting to send some kind of message. And in life, you know, that's unfortunately the way things are. Anybody who knows me knows that, you know, I'm not saying this was directed at me. You know, probably directed at what our station stands for. And that's more or less a progressive talk format where, you know, people freely have a right to disagree. You know, I was listening to conservative talk on yesterday morning before I came in. And that radio station played a song, an old song back in the day called "If I Had a Hammer, I'd Hammer in the Morning. If I Had a Hammer, I'd Hammer in the Evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out freedom. I'd hammer out love between my brother and sister all over the world." So if you are from that era, you know the song I'm talking about. They played that in mockery of what happened to Nancy Pelosi's husband. Sick. Deranged. Nobody busted up their radio station. You know, we live in a time, in an almost unprecedented time, where there are people who, if things don't go their way, we see it every day. They grab guns and they take people's lives and they think nothing of it because something happened that they didn't like. America's in a dangerous, dangerous place. I talk about it every day. People who don't like what you say, people who don't like what you stand for, and don't have strength enough themselves to have a open conversation or debate with the differences that people have. And so all they can do is result to violence. And the person who tore up the radio station last night was clearly one of those people. I don't know anything about him. But I do know he did some major damage to the radio station this morning. We're still here. And we're still having a dialogue. The owners of these airwaves are fighters. And I know that they're not going to allow our voices to be shut down because there are people who disapprove of the things that are being said. But anyway, Connor, we're going to keep moving forward.
Yeah.
You know.
I came in this morning and, like, there's just glass everywhere. I'm just so perplexed why someone would do this over just political disagreement. You know, what did we say or what did we do that...
Well, you don't. So, unfortunately, some folk today are like children. And if they don't get things their way, the only way they know how to respond is through violence. I see it far too much in the community in which I live.
Yeah.
People who don't know how to handle disagreements. And so they take and get their hands on weapons, and then they slaughter innocent people. The good thing is, from what I understand, they got the guy who did this. But can you imagine, you know, what's going through the mind of somebody who clearly thinks that there's something I don't like, so I'm going to go and smash up the radio station and cause the kind of damage that they caused here. Mm-hmm. You know, our phone line's open as always at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, the guy who went into Nancy Pelosi's home seeking to mete out his form of justice on her because of things that she says that he doesn't agree with is a sign of what is wrong in this nation. And what bothers me the most about it is that people who want to point the finger solely at people in the central city as if there aren't deranged people all over the place. People who have issues, who don't know how to deal with their anger, that's not something that is germane solely to someone's ethnicity or economic situation. It is everywhere. Mental health issues, we talk about that on this radio show more than anybody anywhere. I spend time talking about mental health issues in your own families, in our own families, and across this nation. And we live in a society at a time now where not enough time, energy, and effort and money is put into addressing people with these mental illnesses. And make no mistake about it, the guy who did this clearly has, you know, some mental challenges. Anybody with their, you know, with common sense and in control of their faculties don't go around smashing windows at a radio station because there may have been something that somebody said that they disagree with. But I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time talking about that other than we're here. Our voices are being heard as they have been since February 14th at this location. And we're going to continue bringing you, you know, information, timely information, opinionated information. But unlike conservative talk radio, you know, opinionated information that offers you a fair and balanced opportunity to disagree. That doesn't happen at any other radio station to the degree that it happens here. And I know that. I've listened to radio for over 40 years. But we're here. Got a great show lined up for you this morning, as always. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Tell me what's going on.
Yeah, that was
welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, the one thing for certain about this life is you can never predict what is going to happen next. And in all my years of living, you know, I've realized that, you know, life and the way people look at it is different. And so life is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And it's so precious. And so I wanted to talk, a little bit about what continues to just break my heart in the city in which I live, and that's just the madness, man. The madness that just never ceases to stop, you know. And I always talk about, you know, when you've lived in a place all of your life, as I have, And you remember when rarely, if ever, a police officer had to respond to anything other than a person that was a couple of people that were drunk and had a fight, which was, you know, the kind of place that I grew up in. And now you almost hate to get up in the morning and turn on the news. When I was in Brooklyn a couple of weeks ago, I got up to watch the news, Connor, and the first thing I wanted to hear was, how many people got killed last night? Now, that may sound deranged, but I wanted to see, because Brooklyn is bigger than Milwaukee, and a lot more people there. And so, whereas you've kind of grown accustomed to 3, 4, 5, with maybe 7, 8, 10 people shot, there was no one shot in Brooklyn, New York. A city bigger than Milwaukee with more people. Not one person was shot. And all I could think about is, well, one of the reasons is guns are illegal. You can't walk around with guns, brandishing them. And I'm sure people in New York have guns, but they know not to use them. It's almost an acceptable practice in other parts of the country. So there is something that can be done about it. It doesn't have to occur. It doesn't have to happen as readily as it does in urban centers across the nation. And I maintain, if there was somebody other than people of color that were getting killed with impunity like they are in our community, this nation would do something about it. You cannot tell me that the United States government cannot do a better job and come up with a plan to stop the slaughter of people in central cities across the nation. And I know why they won't do it is because the value of the residents of the urban centers of this nation don't carry equal value. Because if it did, and if they did, there would be a plan to address the continued slaughter in our neighborhoods and in our communities. A 13-year-old girl got shot last night in the leg. Thankfully, in the leg. But just people who have access to too many damn guns. Can I say that?
Yeah, you're good.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just did. Too many damn guns. Oh, I like how that sounds. Oh. Too many damn guns.
Don't make it a habit, Earl.
Well, you know, I don't curse. But too many guns. And nobody's saying enough, or being, or our government and those in leadership just not doing enough, in my opinion, to make this a major issue. The slaughter that goes on in central cities across this nation should be a number one campaign issue. Yeah, it should be. Get more people dying in the streets of central cities of this nation than they are in wars. Yeah. More people dying in central cities of this nation than dying in the war in Ukraine. It's just the truth. Nobody's saying anything. Why? 844-967-2789 is the number. Got to go to a break. Tune into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. show as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And I really am not surprised. I've kind of seen things going awry in this nation for a long time now. And we know what's at the root of it. And yet, you know, people just continue to act as if these are normal times, that people who do these things, you know, you got to understand why they feel the way they feel. Well, no. You don't have to understand why they feel the way they feel. You know, the things that are happening in this country that our country is refusing to address is going to consume this nation and cause fallout in the long run that we may never be able to recover from. Let's go to my friend Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and I hope we show that the election time right now, up until the 8th. Everyone get out and vote, please. Souls to the polls, WI.org. Earl, first off, I'm very sorry that happened to you guys this morning. What I find really amazing, though, is let's just take as an example what happened to you guys this morning. If we had the power of the right-wing media, if we had the power of the right-wing Fox and all that kind of stuff, they would take that one incident.
Yes.
And they would basically put that all on one group. They would exploit that like you know, this would be like Benghazi right now, right? This would be like you know, the worst thing ever in the world, which it's horrible, right? But they have a tendency, just like, you know, there was a couple few people that were either instigators or were people that were involved in Black Lives Matter, which we don't even know if those people were involved in Black Lives Matter that caused the damage that was caused. But the organization definitely did not cause any type of damage, but they have not lost. That is the talking point versus the January 6th insurrection, right? So it's like they would take this thing and they would, if this happened to them, oh my God, we would hear about it on Fox News. We'd hear about it everywhere. We'd hear about, you know, crime is rampant and we need to, you know, have a police officer follow you from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed. You know, that's the way that they would handle things. And, you know, we just don't do that on this side.
So, Tom, here's a prime example. The guy who broke into Nancy Pelosi's house, they want to clearly make everybody believe and understand that, hey, this is a mentally deranged guy. You know, he's mentally deranged.
Yeah. No crap.
And so, okay, so, you know, they should have did something about him before he did that. But if that's somebody who's not a Republican or a conservative, somebody who's on the other side, they leave the mentally deranged part of it out.
Oh, yeah. And, here's an example, Earl. Do you know that here's some of the stuff that some of these callers that call in and all over Right Wing Hate Radio don't understand? But like the guy that was going after Kavanaugh, he actually turned himself in before anything happened. He was actually very, very aware of what he was going to do to Kavanaugh, that he actually called the cops on himself. They forget that part, right? They forget the fact that Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan were also harassed and, you know, been given death threats. But no, they have to pick out their, you know, one Supreme Court justice, and they have to, you know, make that into, oh my God, the liberals are, you know, after people. How about that, Earl? I mean, that's what they do. And it's just, you know, it's such dishonesty. It's, I mean, do they act like we don't want there to be, that we don't want to there to be a solution for crime? So, do they think we want crime?
So,
I
Tom,
mean, I just don't get these people.
So, Tom, to me, you know, I don't want to spend an inordinate amount of time on what occurred here last night. But what I will say is, what I will say is, you got a side that is basically encouraging people to do these things and encouraging people, you know, to make threats if we don't get our way, you know.
Oh, they're like Barack Obama said, the children in the sandbox, right? It's like, I'm going to take my ball and go home, or I'm going to throw sand in your, you know, your face. I mean, I just wonder, I don't know, were these people ever taught? Like, I'm just confused. Well,
Tom, the part that bothers me the most is that our nation, the FBI, the CIA, they know these people are there.
Yeah.
They know these people are there.
Yeah.
And they know these people are dangerous. You know, everybody tells me, you know, don't you know those people on the right are dangerous? I said, well, listen, man, not all of them.
Right.
They said, but it only takes one. And that's true. It only takes one. But when you listen to the encouragement, I have yet to hear on the Democratic side of things. It's just 100% truth. And our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789 if I'm not being truthful. I've yet to hear Democrats ramp up people to do these heinous things, to make the kind of threats that are being made by people on the right if they don't get their way. I've yet to hear that. But you hear it from elected officials. You hear from talk show hosts all the time. If we don't get our way, who was it? Lindsey Graham, for heaven's sakes, who said, if things don't go that way, there's going to be trouble. I mean, what are they talking about, man? What are they talking about? What kind of trouble, right?
Exactly.
Who's going to, who should we be afraid of? This is the United States of America. None of us should be fearful that that somebody's going to do something because we don't do what they want us to do, you know?
Well, I will say one thing, Earl. If MAGA Michaels would happen to win the governorship there in Wisconsin, there is going to be such a divide and conquer strategy going on, much worse than what you saw with Scott Walker, even though he's the one that started the fire, just like George War Criminal Bush started the fire.
Look, man. Look, Tom. They've got people afraid to go vote, right?
Now,
you know.
That's what they want.
All right. So anyway, man, that's not that's not democracy. Thank you very much.
Well, like I said, if this happened on their side, and let's just say it was a Latino guy or a black guy, they would post that on every black and Latino person in the world. They're all bad.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much.
We don't do that.
All right. My guest has arrived, none other than the dawn of resistance herself. Miss Maggie Dawn, how you doing?
This is a little shocking. I mean, holy cow. I don't know. Have you described in detail what this looks like to folk?
Yeah, well, it's been cleaned up some. When I came in, I kind of got some of the stuff out of the way.
I mean, I'm just going to say this. If we take this to its root, right, the root of the root, this is all about white supremacy. Fundamentally, that is what's going on here. And for many years, folks from the right were forced to use dog whistles. Donald Trump gave permission for all of this pernicious racism and hatred to come to the fore because folk perceived like their standing, right, was being threatened. Specifically, the embodiment of Barack Obama was threatening to them. There is no accident that it was an orange, elitist, ignorant, narcissistic psychopath.
You got any other adjectives you want?
Oh, I got plenty. but I think the FCC would object. There's no mistake that that was the order of the president's, right? This violence, this is the response of white supremacists throughout all of history in all of its forms across the globe. When the white patriarchal structure is threatened, it responds with violence. And folks are either stupid or suckers, because if you're making minimum wage or your family's barely getting by and you can't afford your heat, your gas bill, you're not feeling like you're getting a fair wage, that is not the result of Democratic policies put forward by the Democratic Party. So you're either stupid or a sucker, and you're getting exploited. So to all those white folk that may be listening that are getting upset about what I'm saying, why don't you take the 10 minutes today that you would spend ranting about what Earl and I may say on this radio station, spend it actually trying to read facts. Not Fox News, not MSNBC, not the Washington Times, not WAPO. Go to some of the think tanks that are independent, that are not affiliated with any political party, so not the American Enterprise Institute, and look at what has happened to the middle class in this country since Reaganomics and the balonyism of conservative policies have taken over. That is what's hurting you, and your ideological bend towards racism and fear of the other is being exploited to turn you into instruments of violence.
You know, Maggie, you see the damage that was done here, right? And so some guy, what has somebody, did somebody say something on the station that he disagrees with? You know,
maybe he felt,
have a call.
Yeah, come on now, Earl. That is not the way of the cowardly white supremacists. That's why they wore hoods. That's why they cower behind the skirts of the great orange man.
I see it even frustrates you that they did this, right?
Oh, my God. Whomever this is, sir, you want to come after a liberal? Let's put on boxing gloves and I'll get in a ring with you.
they clearly don't want to do it. But my problem with it, Maggie, is you're right. This is their response as opposed to having dialogue, right?
But when you don't have an argument, you name call and you fist fight. That is the root of the root is the white supremacy and the fact that there is no substantive basis for Republicans to win on anymore. There is no demographic basis, right? They're outnumbered. They have no legitimate argument that they support the middle class. So they return again to racist tropes. That's why crime is the major issue in this election. The overall crime trend since, frankly, the 90s has been less violent crime. I mean, that's statistically what's happened. Yes, you have differentiation that changes in given neighborhoods and cities, like you were pointing out before I got on the air, Earl. Yes, I don't know why Democrats aren't running on crime. And what I mean by that is to say, right, like run on crime prevention. I will make your streets better. And that's not by simply funding police departments appropriately. It's also by funding social service agencies, violence interrupters, violence prevention programs. Hooray, Reggie Moore, who continues to preach that gospel in the city. That's what Democrats win on. Don't shy away from that.
You know, Maggie, I just love you and love having you.
Same, Earl. I love you too.
Because you talk straight. We've got to go to a break. Don, I see you. We'll come to you on the other side. 844-967-2789. We'll be back. Welcome Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at the same number. The Dawn of Resistance herself is here, Maggie Dawn. And I'm glad she's here out of all the people that I know. And that who I would want to have on at this time is her. So, I mean, nobody braver than Maggie Dawn. Let's go to the phone lines and Don. Hey, Don, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call.
I was always taught that when I was brought up, you know, you respect other people's property. And, you know, you may have a difference of opinion, but we're all Americans. And I'd like to relate a conversation. This happened on the Matt Flynn Show. This fellow, Mr. Perfect from Sussex, called in. And after the FBI had raided Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. And he called in, and he was so angry. He was, this is going to start a civil war, and he was ready to get his gun and everything else. Now, this is the kind of rhetoric, and this is what spurs a lot of this stuff on. I mean, what I'm trying to say is, hey, a lot of this stuff is stop blaming it on mental illness. They just are people that want to have it their way. They're like little children. And anyhow, that's pretty much what I got to say, and I wanted to relate that conversation to you. He called in, this was, about a month or two ago, or shortly after it happened. And then I guess, well, to his credit, he did call in the next day and apologize. But this is the kind of rhetoric that's going on, and you guys are kind enough to let these people call in, and that's what they preach, this kind of rhetoric.
Hey, Don, man, thank you very much for the call.
You bet, sir. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, Maggie, you are, I don't have to tell you, people who may not know your credentials and you're actually the attorney for Milwaukee County, right?
Yes, sir.
The entire county of Milwaukee. And so you know legalese. You understand all of those different things. Is violence acceptable ever at any point in time? I mean, if you disagree with people, and aren't things getting worse, Maggie? You've been around a little while, and this kind of stuff has been acceptable. There was a time when, you know, if people talk like the things we are hearing nationally, they're encouraged to do it, right?
Yep.
And yet there are people who act like, well, you know, I encourage people to do those things, and then they go and do it, and then you put your hands behind your back and say, didn't have anything to do with me.
Right. A couple of things that I look for in leaders. Let me start there, right?
Right.
And I don't care if you're right or left.
I know.
Leadership is fundamentally grounded in accountability and ownership. In other words, if those folk that you purport to lead are perpetrating violence, the first thing to do is to implore them to stop those actions. You're not hearing that. That's what's so shocking to me. The 184 minutes where Donald Trump sat in his dining room phoning senators to try to stage a coup and seize control of the American government, he wasn't condemning the violence right. that ended up killing police officers because they took their own lives. You don't hear the right, as our friend from LA pointed out, condemning these acts against Nancy Pelosi and her family when she had the grace and courage to do so when Steve Scalise was shot at that congressional softball practice back in 2017. So, and I'll just give you a little example. In 1988, Jesse Jackson was running for president. I think it was like the second time he had done that, right? I was quite young. My family was supporting the Reverend in his bid for the presidency. And my little Catholic grade school would have a like mock presidential election, which first of all, I thought was fabulous. Engage young people as young as you can to show them that they have a voice and that it matters. It was just in our school, but we all got to vote. There were little ballots. Great. And I remember I had been proudly wearing my Jesse t-shirts and my Jesse pins and the Rainbow Coalition and all that stuff. And he got his butt kicked in our little school election. And I remember crying. And friends of mine who supported Ronald Reagan actually came up to me and like consoled me. And my question to folk is, do you think that would happen now? And the answer is no, it wouldn't. And that to me, Earl, is like the loss of our ability to disagree literally with potentially everything that the other party or person says. And have that disagreement be conducted in a way that doesn't have language of violence, language of hatred, or language and acts of violence or hatred, right? Like, we've lost that. I lay that blame fundamentally at the core of the Republican Party. Again, bathed in racism, birthed in racism, and please don't call up and remind me that Lincoln, blah, 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 blah. Okay, like, read your history books. That's where it started, but then it all flipped and blah, blah, blah. We don't need to give you a history lesson because, you know, the internet and stuff. But that when your party is birthed and continues to brand itself in hate and racism, and that the crueler you are, the more inhumane you try to make the other side, that is what gives license to the violence, and no one's taking account in Republican leadership.
You know, Maggie, yesterday I was having a discussion with a guest about affirmative action in the universities. We clearly know that they're going to take that away.
Yeah, the biggest beneficiary is Clarence Thomas, and here he is like, I don't know what diversity is.
So they're going to take that away, and it's almost as if African Americans or Black Americans who see this coming know it's a prelude to more things that are coming, and yet. So you as a Black American, you see these things and you know what things occurred historically, and if you've lived long enough, you know that these things are being rolled back, and somehow you're supposed to be silent,
right?
When you see what's taking place, and our forefathers and my parents. And my grandparents and what they fought for, and now people are saying, "Well, enough of that. You've had enough. You've gotten, and it's not fair now. You can't use race. You can't discriminate against somebody else." I'm like, what?
All you need to look at is the demographics of those lawyers that appear before the same the Supreme Court to know that we still need damn affirmative action.
All right, listen, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.